From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama is taking his push for health care reform on the road. As Congress wrangles over details of a bill, the president went to Green Bay, Wisconsin today. It was his latest town hall-style meeting. Mr. Obama warned again about the skyrocketing cost of health care.
We have the most expensive health care system in the world.
So the president is looking to places that get better results with less money.
It turns out Green Bay is a good example. Right here in Green Bay, you get more quality out of fewer health care dollars than many other communities across this country, which is something to be proud of.
And NPR's Mara Liasson joins me now from Green Bay. Mara, what exactly did the president have to say there?
The president is making a big pitch that now is the time for health care. Specifically in Green Bay, he's trying to make the case that his health care plan is going to try to replicate the best practices that occur in places like Wisconsin to somehow translate that into all other parts of the country so that costs can come down. The other big message today, he said, look, if you are happy with your private health plan, your private insurance, we are not going to force you to change. He said he is for a public health insurance plan that would compete with private plans, but he reiterated that if you have a private plan, we're not going to force you to go into a public plan. This is the biggest flashpoint in the debate over health care right now.
Just curious, Mara, what was the atmosphere like? I understand there were some protesters at this event.
Yes, there were no protesters at the event. There were protesters along the side of the road, which is relatively rare for an Obama visit. Lots of happy waving people to greet the president, but there were also a group of a couple hundred protesters that held up big signs that said, no socialism, have you paid enough taxes yet, no health care, welfare. So there is some pushback to what his opponents feel is the big government aspect of his agenda.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from Green Bay. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.